Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these. People who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have on the line with me, all the way from California, Nico Marcolongo. He is the founder of Buddy Bowl. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Nico.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
We were talking just a little earlier about Buddy Bowl and what you are doing around the country to try to help veterans through this organization. Give us the details about Buddy Bowl.
So Buddy Bowl itself started in 1977. Like football tournament. And at that time, a group of high school students from San Diego, when they graduated high school, they went away to college. They came back at Christmas time that year. They wanted to get together for a reunion and said, well, what should we do? Well, we all love football. Let's play football. So they had a party the night before. They picked teams, and the next morning they went out and played tackle football on the beach all day. And over time, that evolved to touch football and flag football. And then they started inviting little brothers, friends of little brothers. So I started playing in the early 90s, and it was a lot of fun. You know, they had two people film every down. They had a big stats book, you know, so-and-so got a catch for 3 yards, or so-and-so, you know, scored a touchdown. Even a field goal out there with a kick. And I know you being a former kicker, you'd appreciate that. After the 20th one, a lot of people had moved away. They only had a couple teams worth of people left. And so they said, this is our last one. That's it. That's Buddy Bowl, 20 years. Well, I thought it was just too great a thing to let go. And I was in the Marine Corps at the time. This was 1997 when I took it over. I came back from a deployment, and I got a bunch of Marines together, and we played football at a local base here, Miramar Naval Air Station. And we had the Buddy Bowl, just a little round-robin fun tournament. And then the tournament continued to grow. And then in 1999, I was stationed up at Camp Pendleton. And that year, a month before the Buddy Bowl, we had a helicopter crash that killed 6 Marines and a Navy corpsman, 4 of whom were from my unit. I decided, you know what, we're going to pass a can around, raise money for the widows and orphans of this tragedy. We raised $550. I said, from now on, it's football for charity. Being a captain of the Marine Corps at the time, a couple of years later, I was getting married, had a baby on the way. I was thinking, you know, I don't know everybody anymore. What should I do here to kind of protect myself, you know? So I should incorporate as a 501c3. And I said, well, okay, that's great, but I'm not interested in turning it into a business. I just want to continue a good thing, you know, raising money for worthy causes. The best way to do that was just become a charity that raised money for other charities. So we incorporated in 2003 and established a fund at the Challenge Athletes Foundation for injured veterans and first responders. And what we do at CAF is buy athletic equipment, competition, and training for any sports troops want to do, whether it's riding bikes for kids, when you go to the Paralympics and everything in between. So this program at Challenge Athletes Foundation started off as the Buddy Bowl Fund and is now morphed into the Operation Rebound Program. And now Buddy Bowl is not just in San Diego anymore. It's in states across the country. We hold it with high schools. It's part of a leadership development program that we do. One of them is at Annapolis High School. It's part of their wellness program where the kids really take the lead on organizing it. And we bring out some of the local first responders and troops who benefit from the Buddy Bowl to come out and say a few words and play as well. The Buddy Bowl is open to people of all abilities. We even have wheelchair brackets when we can get either a basketball court or a parking lot where they can play. So it really is just something where, you know, I have passion for football. I think you understand that. My first quote-unquote real job after college was playing American football in France for a club team. And it's really just turning something that you're passionate about into a worthy cause.
Tell us how people can be a part of Buddy Bowl.
You know, you can go to our website. The easiest way is buddybowl.org. That's Buddy Bowl. I think it's Super Bowl. Buddybowl.org. And we're always looking to expand out. We'd love to bring Buddy Bowl to communities around the country. It really is a grassroots effort. It's a community-based event. And we're raising money for injured veterans and first responders and their families. And it's just a way of giving back. You know, there are a lot of organizations out there that focus exclusively on our veterans, which is needed, absolutely. We felt at Buddy Bowl that it was very important to include our first responders. They're out there on the front lines every day, defending us, keeping us safe, our police officers, our firefighters, our paramedics. We're really seeing that message reinforced now with this COVID crisis that we're facing. Through the Buddy Bowl Fund at CAF, becoming Operation Rebound, we expanded that first responder support into Operation Rebound. So Operation Rebound isn't just for our military veterans, but it's also for our first responders, our police, our fire, and our paramedics. So we really encourage people to get involved and really take their own initiatives on, whatever they want to do. You know, for me, it was football. But just there's so many things you can do at your level. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I can never start a big organization. I had no dream of starting a big organization. This thing started off very just, hey, I want to do something good. I want to help these widows and orphans of this tragedy. And then it grew from there. And I tell people, if it has a value, it'll grow. And you let that grow organically and you get people to buy in and to support it. And, you know, these Buddy Bowls that happen around the country, they're not my Buddy Bowls. It's Annapolis High School's Buddy Bowl, or it's Bell Vernon High School's Buddy Bowl in Pennsylvania, or Cathedral Catholic here in San Diego. It belongs to them. It's unique to them. And I'm just here to facilitate. Buddy Bowl itself, the structure, is just here to facilitate their success. So everybody has the capability to do something good. And I think taking those steps, we're going to help really make this planet a better place. Because right now, a lot of people are concerned. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are suffering. So I think now, more than ever, we really need to bond together and help one another.
It's an honor to be able to serve in that way, to help these families, and to know that you are supporting your brothers and sisters that have served in the military and helping their families. What has been the response?
I tell you, the response has been overwhelming. I'm very humbled by what I do. You know, it's an honor and privilege to lead the Buddy Bowl. It's an honor and privilege to lead the Operation Rebound program. And that's something I left out. I had unwittingly created a job for myself 5 years before I got in the Marine Corps through Buddy Bowl by establishing the fund at CAF. When I got out, they hired me on to run the program. So I'm very fortunate to be able to do this kind of work, to really have a purpose-driven vocation. I look at it as a great responsibility. To whom much is given, much is expected. I firmly believe that. To have the outpouring of support, not just for our troops and their families, but for our first responders, it's very humbling for me. I take it that it's a great obligation that I have to do it with integrity and to do it with compassion. So the outpouring of the American public towards our veterans and others in need has always been great, and it is a character of our nation, and I'm humbled to be a part of it.
Folks, we've been talking to Nico Marcolongo, and he has been sharing about Buddy Bowl. I would like to encourage you to look up buddybowl.org, find out more about it, BUDDYBOWL.org. Check it out and see if it's something that you would like to bring to your community and help support our veterans and their families. Thank you for joining me here today, Nico.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate you having me, and I really appreciate what you're doing to get the word out about all the wonderful things people are doing across our great country to help others.
Happy to do it. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Broken people on a journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Guess I'll do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.